If you ever take a trip through the hills of old Kentucky, I think you'd be mighty surprised. Folk from the backwoods may live life kind of easy, but their music is as pure as the moonshine. With guitars and dobros and high lonesome solos, and some folks singing in three-part harmony. Fiddles and mandos and old five-string banjos, you know you're in the heart of bluegrass country. In 1925, they headed down the hillsides to play on the Grand Ole Opry show. Some with their hillbilly traits, others in their Sunday suits. Then came the king of bluegrass, Bill Monroe. There was Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt, Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs, the Osbournes and the Stanleys, Don Reno, Jim and Jesse, Roy Acuff and the Carters, Buck White and his daughters, and many more you'll hear from the heart of bluegrass country. Guitars and dobros and high lonesome solos, and some old folks singing in three-part harmony. Fiddles and mandos and old five-string banjos, you know they're from the heart of bluegrass country. You know they're from the heart of bluegrass country.